100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon with another 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and, well, this happens. Put them all together, share them with everyone, and there. I'm not too sure what else you get out of this. Does anyone have a tattoo of a story on them? Because that's kind of taking it way too far. Although, just if you do, post a picture, unless it's something really, really gross. The topic this week was Spike. We got a whole bunch of stories in. We got them from Tom, John Musico, Munzee, Jeffrey Fisher, Richard, Charlie LaCrosse. We got Lizzie, Serendipity. Danny is back. And we've got Zachman, Norvo Joe, and Tura. And apparently I got a message. So, and my sister-in-law got a kitten whose name is Emma. So say hi to Emma. Although that's... How about we just get on with the stories? Here we go with Tom's story. I think it's Tom's. And enjoy.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Prominent Summit. Six Pinkertons rode in the coach. At their feet rested the oak box lined in velvet. Are they really going to drive that thing into a tie? Asked Patrick O'Connor. Stanford won honors in a poker game, said O'Malley. I'll give you 6-1 he misses, said Michael Bennett. I'll give you 10-1 he hits his foot, said Brian O'Sullivan. They all started laughing till the captain entered the car. Then fell silent. Captain dropped a double eagle into O'Sullivan's lap. On the feet, he said. Sure enough, Stanford hit his foot. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Angel of Venice by John Musico. Everyone knew Angel, gliding by on his rollerblades, adorned in an all-white Indian wrap and turban, contrasting his African-American skin, playing his electric guitar, amp in a backpack, while singing. He had that not-here-ness that the 60s acid days left some with. On the way to a concert, we saw him hitchhiking and picked him up. He played in the back seat all the way to his apartment, where he reciprocated with a joint. It was by far the strongest weed I'd ever smoked. It seems that it wasn't acid that fried Angel. The doobie was dusted.
Greetings, hound dogs. Munzee here on this, your last week as my hound dogs. And what a month it's been. Oh, what events have transpired. What adventures we've been on. I'd be more specific, but I record these in advance. Still, it's July. Surely we've been on wild adventures, right? Right. On the Topic of Spike by Christopher Monroe. I hate to choose, but if forced to make a decision... My favorite Spike of all the Spikes is Spike, from My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. You heard me, Spike, from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but you're just going to have to live with it. You're just going to have to be undead with it. You're just going to have to continue having no idea who I am and not caring what my opinion on the matter is. Yeah, now that I consider it, it's probably the last one. Never mind. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Bunzee. Thus ends July, my hound dogs. But do not weep for it would not weep for you. Instead, celebrate the time you and it had together, and look forward to the August, and a new nickname that approaches.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 483 on the topic of Spike. I've got two stories for you. My first story is called Health Food. Sammy drove the spike into his arm and pressed the plunger. He waited for the solution to take effect. After 10 years addicted to heroin, throwing away countless thousands on increasingly cut stuff, he decided he needed to get healthy. His new dealer promised him this mixture would do the trick. When, after a half hour, Sammy still felt nothing, he concluded Pedro had ripped him off. Sammy found and confronted the dealer.
Yeah, it didn't rip you off, man. You got exactly what you paid for.
What is this shit?
It's a mixture of kale and broccoli juice. It's healthy for you.
Kale? Aren't you supposed to eat it, not put it in your arm?
Pablo shrugged.
I figured injecting would intensify the effect. The guy at Whole Foods agreed.
Just give me a gram of China White.
My second story is called New Job. When Tony played pro football, that's the American game, listeners, not that other football where the modal score is 0-0, he was known as a passionate, driven competitor. He played hard on every down, whether running the ball into the defensive line or blocking for his receivers, and he celebrated with equal gusto. After his playing career ended, Tony took a job with the local Babies R Us store. His manager told him, "Tony, we want you to work here with the same can-do attitude you had on the field." Later that day, Tony made his first sale, a crib for young parents and their infant son. When the couple said they'd take it, Tony celebrated. Then the entire store went quiet.
"Tony, what did you do?"
"It was my end zone routine. Dance, point at the fans, and spike the ball."
"For God's sake, Tony, you're not supposed to do that with the babies."
And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here, and I have some stories for you, all based on the topic of Spike. So without further ado, this one is called Marauders. Every harvest, the dark marauders come, and we're forced to fight for our livelihoods. Savages they are, ruthless, without pity or respect for the law. The elders gathered the townspeople together. If the dark marauders act like savages, then they must expect to be treated as savages. It was decided that every marauder captured would be executed, and their head displayed upon a spike in the fields over which we fought. And so it has been for many years. Yet still the dark marauders come, and still we lose our crops, and our supply of spikes is all but gone. And here's story number two. It's called A Date to Remember. I've been chasing Sandy for weeks. Eventually she gave in, agreeing to a date, a quiet drink in the local pub. Everything was going perfectly. Witty conversation, plenty of laughter, and we seemed to connect. But I wasn't taking any chances. When she excused herself for a moment, I slipped a Rohypnol into her glass. When she returned, she looked at me curiously. "You're not the sort to spike a drink, are you?" I shook my head. "You won't mind drinking mine then?" she laughed. What choice did I have? And how did I end up in this gay bar? And now I have a third story for you. This one is called Scientifically Flawed. They told us the spike in temperatures was because of the Gulf Stream. When it became apparent that this was wrong, they blamed climate change and global warming. When people started getting sunburn in the middle of winter, we knew something was seriously wrong. But still they fobbed us off, explaining things away. When finally they told us the Earth was plummeting into the sun and we were all doomed, it became apparent why the scientists had set up their community on Mars. And they told us it was because of the low gravity and lack of light pollution. Bad science. What do you mean you want another one? Oh, go on then, just this once. This one's called Tom. And it's not about our Tom, you know, 100-word stories Tom. It's about a different Tom, but you'll know which Tom it is when I've done the story. So, that Tom, not our Tom. Tom. I was going to miss Tom. I wouldn't miss the constant chases, the heart-stopping moments, and endless fights. But I would miss the satisfaction of seeing the broom handle descend upon his stupid furry head, and watching him being kicked bodily from the house, with me safe in my bolt hole, with a belly full of stolen cheese. The mistress's fat legs appeared, and she called hopefully, "Thomas? Thomas?" But Thomas was nowhere to be seen. I gave Spike the bulldog a grateful thumbs up. He gave me a knowing wink, before returning to his suspiciously furry pile of bones. That's all, folks. Until next week. Goodbye.
Hello. This is Charlie. I have three today. My friend Ted had a large, fluffy behind. We teased him about it, but he said you can't drive a spike with a tack hammer. It had something to do with carpentry or rug laying, I think, but I asked around and found out it meant something different, something a little impolite. As a demure young woman, my sensibilities were roughened and scuffed. As a teen, I suppose I was overly prudish. But the summer after my visit to a co-ed church camp, I came to know grown-up things, and had my first encounter with a spike and some motorized tools. 2. My first drinks were untouched, but the third and fourth were spiked with some kind of synthetic Chinese concoction that a biker slipped into my drink when I stepped out with my date, Irene, to smoke. My first reaction to the drug was an overwhelming thirst. I had two more drinks, both spiked by my date. The combination of drugs in my system seemed to cancel each other out, so by 2 a.m., I was fully functional, but still thirsty. I was told I beat two innocent bikers and a librarian, unconscious, but I had no memory of an altercation. 3. The power spiked just as the runaway bus rammed through the tall pole at the bottom of the street. A crossbeam touched the high voltage line when the pole toppled. Dad's oxygen generator blew him up like a cheap balloon. The buttons on his pajamas popped as his chest expanded. They flew across the family room, spinning and bouncing. One of them broke Gran's glasses, and one hit the parrot in the kitchen. Dad was okay, but frightened. Mom was grilling a paella, and as the surge struck, it burst into flames, spreading to the fur collar on her robe.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. When he entered the room, a spike through his chest, everyone thought he was joking. When he collapsed in agony, everyone thought his acting was brilliant. When a puddle of blood appeared, everyone said, "He's awesome, with special effects." When he begged for help, the room was ecstatic. "That's why he's the best," some shouted. When he didn't move anymore, a speck of doubt crossed their minds. It only lasted a few seconds. When everyone left, the police received an anonymous call. There was a dead body on the floor, all right? No spike, though. It would be a long night. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcop.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. The Inquisition has many instruments by which we may extract our confessions. The saw, the screw, the rack, and the brand. Each lovingly designed to exact exquisite pain and supreme suffering. But these all pale into insignificance beside the simple spike. Such a versatile, flexible tool of the trade. An instrument of slow, lingering unpleasantries, or if you prefer, the short, sharp, bitter sting of retribution. This spike is crude, but effective. Needs no adornment or assistance. Mere body weight and pressure will suffice. Perhaps you'll allow me to demonstrate. Please, take a seat. It's the one with the spike.
I can't believe I'm about to just say these words, but here we go. Hello, hello! It's Danny Dwyer, and I can't believe I'm finally back. The writing block has been absolutely horrid, and I understand that means I have deeper issues I must deal with, but let's get to the point here. This is Weekly Challenge 483, and the topic is Spike. And if you know me very well, I somehow managed to fit the word into the story. Because this story has nothing to do with Spike. But here we go. I look into the pantry and find a box of generic Frosted Flakes. Is this an accident? I ask my dad. No, I bought them on purpose, he replied. You know, Frosted Flakes are nothing more than cornflakes sprayed with sugar. Dad shrugs. Then there was a spike in my thinking, and the light bulb of brilliance went off in my head. A handheld liquid sugar sprayer. You can spray sugar on whatever you want. Cornflakes, walls, floors, ceilings. Whatever you want to eat, sugar-coated, whenever you want. Dad looks at me and says, "You're an idiot." And that's my entry for this week. And like I said, I somehow managed to fit the word spike in it, so it has nothing to do with the word spike. And thanks for listening, and as always, you can always visit my WordPress page at dannydwyer.wordpress.com. I actually posted a pretty picture in the background. It's new, it's exciting. Come on and visit. Talk to you all soon, and have fun.
This is Zagman. What are you making? Asked Joe. A whittle of nothing, replied Charlie. That nothing looks like a wooden dragon. Maybe Rory from Nutty Bites. No, it's that one from Friendship is Magic, said Charlie. I don't remember him having a long, straight, sharp, pointy tail like that, commented Joe. Oh, I'm making a few like this for a guy's girlfriend. He said she needed them this way for work, but I think he may not want to admit that he's a brony, and he really wants them for himself, because I have never heard of any woman actually being named Buffy.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 482 with a prompt of Spike. Now, I've always thought I was technically adept, but I finally figured out how to turn Siri on. And I don't mean that in a sexual sense, but to actually activate her on my iPhone. I didn't realize I had to do that. But the wonderful thing is now, she will play my podcasts. If I use the iTunes podcast app, which I was happy to switch back to from what I was using. And this way I can actually say, play the 100 Word Stories podcast. And it will play all of them I have not yet listened to. without having to click here, click here, click here, click here, click here, click here, turn this over, find the podcast, and play it. So I am now a total listener of the 100 Word Stories podcast. And I had a guinea pig when I was little. But the biggest sucker of a pet I had was a Chinese algae eater. So here's my story. "Open the container, Mr. Pickle Hacker," aphasia demanded. "I'll lose my dark matter," Buford complained. "It's taken years to obtain this. I won't waste all of that." "Open it, or I will." Aphasia grabbed the release valve. Buford leapt, but was too late. The agent pulled the lid away. Desk drawers slammed open, books on shelves flew to the floor, and lights in the room dimmed for several minutes before returning to normal. The door burst open, people entered, adjusting their tinfoil hats and the dials on their recorders.
"Here's the source of the paranormal spike," a crazy-haired old woman shouted.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Two Rubbers All I Know here with a story on the subject, spike. There never were ninja throwing spikes, my friend told me. We were 9 years old, and he was always saying that this or that was just a story. People throw them on YouTube, but they're just imitating the story. Apparently, Damascus steel was a myth. Vanadium in the ore makes the patterns, he said. Doesn't make better swords. Sex, he said. Biggest fairy story ever. He never explained. Just said darkly, "You'll see." Then he stopped coming to school. We were told his family moved. That was a long time ago. But I still wonder what the real story was.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Know what the greatest love triangle was in all of history? Tom, Jerry, and Spike. Yeah, I'm talking about the cartoon characters, the cat, mouse, and dog. Who else would I be talking about? Do you know anyone else with those names? No, I'm not talking about the neighbors. That's Bob, Sue, and Ethel. Besides, Ethel's banging the mailman. So is Bob. I'm banging Sue, too. You're banging Bob. What about the mailman? No? Damn. I was hoping he could get some cheap stamps or something. Maybe if he gets tired of Bob and Ethel, I'll give him a shot.
And there it is. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of Spike. Every one of them, I think, are 100 words long. I don't know, plus or minus one. Whatever. It's not going to kill you. It could. I mean, if it does kill you, you're a wimp. No, really. If this is the kind of thing that kills you, you should not be listening to this. Although, what kind of podcast says, hey, you shouldn't be listening to the podcast? This one. Okay, one a day until the day I die. .com. That's where you can check out all the information and the text and the this and the that. I say this week in, week out. What more do I have to say? The next topic is going to be kid. So get your pencils ready, although you still have to type it in. Thank you very much for listening and sticking with this and putting up with this shit. And I will see you tomorrow with another story by yours truly. And then in 7 days, we're going to check out what you guys have to offer. So have a great week. I will see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.